I have been doing keto for 5 years in a row, nonstop, and I'm going to give you the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything I learned over these 5 years doing the ketogenic diet. Let's go. In this video, I'm going to explain to you what I've learned doing the ketogenic diet for 5 years, the pros and cons, all of it. Now, I want to do a disclaimer. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't have nothing to sell you. I stopped selling all fitness stuff. I shut down my supplement company years ago. I'm not going to put no links in for affiliate codes or nothing. It's going to be just straight value. I have no financial incentive to lie to you. And I don't care if you do this or not. I'm not here to argue with you guys about, yeah, keto's going to do this. I don't care what you do, bro. I just want you to be happy, man. If you choose to go down this route, cool. If not, totally cool, man. Do whatever diet works for you. And because I'm doing this video straight up value, all I ask is that you hit that like button. Go ahead and hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already, all right? Now, for those of y'all who don't know me, I have been a trainer for over 20 years, like actually training people, actually in the field, helping people get great results. I'm not just some guy, some internet guy, some Instagram, YouTube guy. I've actually trained thousands of people, literally. That's no exaggeration. I've helped them accomplish their goals over the course of 2 decades in this fitness industry. I'm not about to give you advice. Again, I don't care what you do. I'm just going over my experience doing keto for the last 5 years, and hopefully you'll find it helpful or at least interesting. So I started the ketogenic diet 5 years ago, not to get more ripped, any diet to get you ripped, not to build more muscle. You could do that eating carbs too, or not, you know. I'm not trying to say that this is the best diet in the world for body composition, for building muscle and or burning fat. I started doing it for other reasons. So I had got my blood tested 5 years ago, and when I got the results back, they said my cholesterol was really high. My cholesterol was sky high. Now it runs in my family. It's a genetic thing. And the doctors wanted to put me on drugs for cholesterol. And I didn't want to do that because those drugs, statin drugs, have a lot of negative side effects, including, but I'm not limited to, dementia, lower testosterone, and you have to do it forever. It's not like a cure. It's like once you're on these things, like you're just on them. So I figured I would try something else, something natural. And I had done a lot of research in the past about how the ketogenic diet has actually been shown to lower people's cholesterol naturally. So I figured I'd give that a shot. So I took the prescription that my doctor gave me, threw it in the trash, and I went on keto instead. After the first month on keto, I went back to my doctor to get a follow-up blood test. They said that my levels were normal. My cholesterol was normal. I didn't need to take the drugs. They was like, oh, you're cured. What happened? What did you do? Did you take the medication? I was like, no. I ate all fat instead. So I did it for my cholesterol, but what I noticed was I actually felt better. My skin was clear. I had more energy. I felt like I was getting more work done. I had more focus. And I was a little leaner. So I thought, I'm just going to keep doing this. So that's how I got into the ketogenic diet. Now, what is keto? Well, ketogenic diet is really a macronutrient ratio where you get 75% of your calories come from fat, 20% come from protein, and 5% comes from carbohydrates. That's the standard ketogenic diet that people refer to when they say they're doing keto. But like I said before, any diet will get you ripped. You can build muscle on any diet. What makes keto different? Well, when you're on a traditional Western diet and you're eating more carbohydrates, your body converts those carbohydrates into glucose or glycogen. And that glycogen is what your body uses for energy. When you're on a ketogenic diet, in the absence of those carbohydrates, your body will start converting fat into what's called ketones. And then your body will use those ketones for energy. And then you are in a state of ketosis. I want to be clear about this. You're not doing keto unless you are in ketosis. And there's a few different ways to test that. You can do it with urine, which is not the most accurate way. The best way to do it is to test your blood. I want to be clear about this. A lot of people will tell me, hey, I tried keto, it didn't work, or I tried it, I didn't like it. And I say, well, what were your ketone levels? And they will say, well, I never tested. And I'm like, well, we don't know for a fact that you were doing keto. You have to be in ketosis. Because if you're not in ketosis, you might just be doing low carbs. And you will feel bad if it's just a low carb diet and you don't get into the range of ketosis, because now you're in this gray area where you don't have enough glucose for energy and your body's not producing enough ketones that you can use for energy. So you feel weak, tired, sluggish. It's like a hell. It's like a living hell. That's what just a low carb diet is. So you got to make sure you're in ketosis. So knowing that, my first year on the ketogenic diet, I used a keto meter and tested my levels twice a day. And while I was doing that, I realized that I'd have to stick to the exact macros that everyone says should get you into ketosis. In fact, I noticed that I can raise my protein up significantly and still stay in a ketogenic state. But I would have known that if I wasn't testing. So this is very helpful for people who are trying to put on muscle or preserve muscle, that if you test your ketones and you find that you can take your protein level higher, then do it. You'll feel better. You'll have more energy. You'll be stronger. And it might make it a little easier. So what benefits did I experience during my 5 years of doing a ketogenic diet? I think it's important that I give you my own anecdotal evidence. The first 2 weeks were awful. I'm going to be honest with you. It takes some getting used to. The first 2 weeks when you're trying keto, because again, you're in that gray area where your body's used to running off glucose and it kind of goes into a glucose withdrawal. A lot of people call this the keto flu because it takes your body time to actually learn how to produce ketones out of fat. But after about between 2 to 6 weeks, most people start to adapt and they start feeling good. A lot of people start feeling a lot better. That's what happened to me. I had more energy. My skin was clearer. The streets are saying I look younger. I'm 38. I look younger than most of y'all. I see y'all, man. You guys look old as hell. I started to have more focus. I was getting more work done. I had more energy. I really just feel great. Most importantly, my cholesterol dropped and it stayed low. And I know a lot of you guys are watching this because you're concerned about body composition. It's easier for me to stay ripped. And a lot of that is because water retention, right? When you're on a ketogenic diet, you lose a ton of water weight. From an aesthetic perspective, that's not inconsequential. You will look leaner when you're holding less water weight. This is why bodybuilders, before they get off stage, most of them go into low carbs because they want to deplete themselves of water and look drier. So I look leaner because I'm holding less water, but also it's easier to stay leaner. A lot of critics of the ketogenic diet will say, man, you can eat whatever you want. It's all calories in, calories out. Word. But when you're in a state of ketosis, what people notice is they actually have less cravings. They're less hungry. It's easier to restrict calories when you're less hungry. I think we can all agree on that. And the ketogenic diet makes you less hungry. More importantly, I no longer have cravings. I don't have to use discipline to not eat certain foods. I actually don't crave them anymore. I've lost the craving for pizza and pasta and all that other stuff, cake and candy. You know, I just lost the desire. It doesn't take discipline. Those are some of the benefits, but here are some of the cons. And this is going to take years for you to get here, right? This won't happen instantly. But after the few years of doing keto, if I eat carbs, I feel like crap. I feel awful. And what that means is, you know, for example, my son, he turned 3 and I was, you know, we were throwing him a little birthday party. I didn't eat the cake, not because I was trying to restrict myself or anything like that. Just because I knew if I ate that cake, I would feel really sleepy. And I might even have gas the next day because that's been my experience. I have way less incentive to cheat. You know, I can't do normal stuff anymore with impunity. I'm going to feel weird. Even when it was my birthday, my girl, you know, she brought a big cake in and I was like, oh, thank you. And I didn't eat none of it. Everyone was like, oh, you should live a little, you know, live a little. I'm like, oh, you don't understand. This will make me feel awful. I don't want to do this. Another con is I think that, you know, people look at you weird. They think you're from outer space or something. They can't deal with it. They think you're a weirdo, especially when you're eating out and you're not eating carbs or you're asking for substitutions. Now, I don't care what other people think. I feel like this is going to be more of a con for you. I wipe my ass with the opinions of others. I want to be clear about that. But I know a lot of you people do care about what other people think. And, you know, you're just going to have to get used to having some funny looks, people looking at you weird, you know, here's a few things I've learned over the last 5 years that I feel like may help you if you decide to go down this route. And like, this is not just my experience. It's also the experience of, you know, the people I've trained over the last 5 years. So in your first 2 weeks, it's very important that you take some sort of ketone supplement. Because remember, you're in that gray area where your body's not producing ketones, but you no longer have glycose. It's important to get some exogenous ketones and supplement with them. That way you'll have energy. Get yourself some BHB, any sort of ketone supplement. If you want to have the most energy you ever had, take a ketone supplement, mix it with some pre-workout, and then throw some MCT powder in there. MCT powder will help you produce your natural ketones as well and utilize other ketones that are in your body. Mix those three together, drink them on an empty stomach. It's like jet fuel. That will help you as you're getting adapted to the ketogenic diet. And then once you're adapted, you won't notice it as much. They won't be as effective. I'm gonna be honest with you. Another thing is track macros. A lot of people say I'm doing keto, and they're just eating bacon and butter and wonder why they don't feel so good. Track your macros. Make sure you're hitting the macros. You'll be surprised how much carbs or how much fat or how little fat is in food. It takes work at first, but then you get used to it. It's actually fun. I look at it like a game. Like it's a game I'm playing all day. I got to hit these numbers. Bam, I just use my fitness pal. I put in my goals and my targets, and I just try to hit them each day. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to say try to hit them each day. I hit them each day. Another thing, initially, test your ketone levels. Test your ketone levels. You don't have to do it like I did, but just test it to make sure you're still in ketosis and then you can start playing with the macros. Remember, you don't have to just follow those macros. That's what hypothetically should put you into ketosis. Some people have to take their carbs even lower. Some people have to take their protein lower. I've seen it, especially like, you know, fatter people. They have to take their protein even lower to be in ketosis. I see more athletic people be able to balance it out a little more and stay in ketosis. Everything is hypothetical until you apply it to your own life. So in conclusion, a lot of people ask, hey, is the ketogenic diet sustainable? Well, I'd have a hard time coming off of it right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for 5 years. I've sustained it. It depends on what you mean by sustainable. Do you mean something I'm going to do for the rest of my life? Let me ask you a question. How many decisions have you made that were like rest of your life decisions? Probably less than five. I'm sure almost everybody watching this made less than five decisions where they said, you know what? I'm going to do this forever till I die. We don't hold anything to that kind of standard. Why are you holding a macronutrient ratio to that standard? Who says you have to sustain it? Maybe it's something you could do for a while. You can experiment with it. If you like it, you can keep doing it until you don't like it no more. Why not? Why don't you be just chill about it? Why don't you just relax? Or maybe it can be a tool that you put in your toolbox. Maybe, hey, you know, I can do this sometimes. Sometimes I go to a higher carb diet. Sometimes I do something else. You don't have to hold it to a standard of like, oh, what, I'm never going to eat pizza for the rest of my life. I'm never going to eat this for another life. No. Calm your goofy ass down, man. No one's asking you to commit to something for forever or to marry anything. If you like it, cool. Do it until you don't like it. I don't know. That's how I look at things. Hope this video is helpful. If it was helpful, make sure you like, subscribe, hit the like button, and see y'all later. Peace.